My home, along with 51 others, back up to the Springbrook HOA-owned portion of Lick Creek floodway. You have all heard in preceding months many parties come forth with persuasive arguments against and for building this trail in this floodway. I am one of the 10 homeowners that have hired legal representation to stop what we felt was an engineered sham vote to allow the HOA board, particularly President Gary Ives and Vice President Noel Bauman, to hand over the floodway property to the city, no matter what the impact is to the neighbors that back up to it. As council, you requested that our board and the floodway backing owners group come together to work out an amenable solution to this problem. Instead of coming into mediation in good faith to this end, the HOA board went into it with no intention of negotiating or mediating anything. Yesterday, we received notification from the board's attorney stating that they had refused our offer of $5,000 cash for the property, which included providing all the HOA members access that they currently have today, without them also having to incur any of the maintenance and liability costs they have today. The board also stated the offer was just not in the best interest of the HOA membership, but they made no counteroffer or simply just refused and declined ours. Our group was already upset about this situation before mediation, and even more so now, to the point of being increasingly determined to pursue keeping control of the property. As a group, we are actively investigating the initiation of legal action in district court to get an amicable end for the floodway backing owners that we directly and indirectly support in this matter. As stewards of our city, I respectfully request that, aside from all the turmoil and division that this project has caused in our neighborhood, that you consider this. During most rain events, the floodway does flood. The proposed trail will be covered with debris, trees, and mud after each event. Do you guys want to be remembered as the council that built a trail that no one could use because there weren't funds to clean the trail off every time it rained?